Well, hello everyone. My name's Brian, and today is Monday, June 27th, 2022, and this is episode 135 of the Lots Project Podcast, a daily look inside our journey to live outside the systems of control. And the title of this episode is Weekend Review and Look Ahead. I just wanted to mention something real quick that I found out over the weekend. Had Brian from Food Forest Farm send me a message and let me know that he has issued a coupon on his website for 50% off. It's a one-time use coupon per person. Imagine it's IP tracked or something per order. But you get one shot at it, 50% off anything at the site. So if you're looking to pick up some awesome premium coffee at now an unbelievably great price, if you get 50% off, head on over to foodforestfarms.com. That's foodforestfarms with an S.com and get 50% off. All you have to do is use coupon code THELOTSPROJECT, all one word, THELOTSPROJECT, and you will get 50% off, including Squatch Fest tickets. So head on over there, check out some CBD products, premium air roasted coffee, Squatch Fest tickets, t-shirts. He's got t-shirts there that that he donates a portion of the proceeds to PTSD research, some different things. So head on over to his site and check it out. I did not get that in the show notes this morning. I will definitely get it in the show notes tomorrow, but that's foodforestfarms.com, foodforestfarms with an S.com, and that's 50% off. So head on over there, check it out. I appreciate it. And yeah, he will know that you came from me because you're using my discount code. So definitely check it out. Also, the other quick announcement is got Comfrey on sale for a few more days here. Box of Comfrey, big old box Comfrey, business in a box. Hey, if you're interested, let me know. Reach out. If you pick it up on the website, I will know you want it. Otherwise, you need to send me a message or an email so I know that you are interested. I will probably shut off orders of those here in, looks like 4 days or so. So head on over to thelotsproject.com/shop and check it out. Pick that up and you can get your own little side hustle started. It can turn huge actually. So definitely consider it and head on over there and pick that up in the next few days and we'll get that shipped out to you. All right. Moving on to the item of the week, we have the Fiskars 27-inch extendable loppers. I was doing some work this weekend. That will be in the weekend review, but had these in my hands quite a bit. They are fantastic. This is the second pair I've owned, and it was not because they broke. It was because I lost it. Be careful when you're using them in the woods and you set them down and you walk away and then you can't find them again. So yeah, any of that. Anyway, if they did break, Fiskars has a lifetime guarantee on them. You can replace them for free. You just get a hold of Fiskars and they will take care of you. So check that out. There are links in the show notes for a review video and then also an Amazon link if you want to check them out on Amazon. Pretty decent price. I think they're in the $30 to $40 range, depending on where you hit on Amazon. But definitely pick some up. They're worth all the money that you're going to spend on them. All right. Monday morning, on-call weekend, made it through on-call weekend. I got one call, didn't end up having to go, so that was nice. Still technically on-call for another couple hours, but I figure since I'm already awake this morning, it's not a big deal. I got to go to work after this anyway, so depending on where I head, it's where I head. And it's not that big of a deal. So on-call this week wasn't horrible, but man, I was sick. I guess I shouldn't say it that like that. I got a cold. I think it was a cold or a pretty bad cold. Corey had a little sickness here on our way back from Self-Reliance in Tennessee. Kind of suffered through it. Didn't complain all that much. She was a trooper. It was a pretty bad cold. She had a pretty rough cough and was tired, headache, stuff like that. And that's what I ended up getting. I got it behind her. It did not get as bad as her, which is nice. I feel like I didn't have to suffer as long and as bad. So I feel like I'm getting better this morning already. That's actually a couple days shorter than she was. But yeah, this weekend was was rough. It was on-call weekend, which is never good because you don't really want to get too deep into any projects. And then with this little bit of illness I had, I was beat, man. I was tired. The biggest thing, the issue with me was I was tired. I just didn't want to do anything. I wanted to sleep all the time. I don't sleep the best when I'm on call because I subconsciously want to miss that call in the middle of the night and just sleep through it. So I sleep light. I don't get a deep sleep. Tonight, I sleep fantastic. The Monday night after, I don't have to worry about answering a call. I pass out and I am out. So yeah, that'll be nice. That'll be nice. Get caught up on a little bit of sleep and feeling better. Still a little congested, coughing some stuff up, but for the most part, I feel pretty good this morning. So, you know, always got to suffer through that weekend when you're not working and you have all sorts of stuff to do, but made it through. Got a holiday weekend coming up this next weekend. So, get a little bit more productive there and pound out some stuff during the week after work. So there's that. But I did get some stuff accomplished over the weekend. We did have some things go on. We got some stuff done. So I wanted to cover that today, kind of review what went on over the weekend and then what's to come up this week, a little bit of look ahead. And so besides being sick, besides being on call, did a lot of promoting of Fountain.fm. Man, they started a promotion where they are streaming Satoshis to people listening to podcasts. So if you listen to podcasts, which you probably are if you're listening to this on audio and not on the video or the live video or the video replay, use Fountain. You get paid Satoshis to listen. And you say, what's a Satoshi? It's a 1/100,000,000th of a Bitcoin. It's not that big. It's pretty insignificant at the moment. But as the price of Bitcoin goes up, the price of Satoshi goes up. The more you listen on Fountain, the more Satoshis you have, and they'll stack up. They'll stack up over time. If you're going to be listening to podcasts all day anyway, you might as well be getting paid for it. So why don't you head on over to Fountain.fm or to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store or whatever they're called, the App Store, Apple App Store. I don't know. Search Fountain. It looks like this logo here on the side of the screen. If you are watching the video, if you're not watching the video, basically looks like two quotation marks stacked on top of each other to make an F. That's their logo. It's Fountain. It's great. Sign up for an account. Once you sign up for an account, get a hold of us over on Telegram or any of the places and share your username. So if you go to your wallet, it automatically sets you up a wallet. You don't have to worry about that. It's one of the tabs in the app. If you hit the one that says wallet and you see multiply my earnings, you click on there, it gives you a little code. Share that with some people and get them to claim it, and that will multiply how many Satoshis you earn per listen. So, stop hating money. Get over there. If you're going to listen to podcasts anyway, listen to them someplace that's going to pay you Satoshis. I'm running a promotion over there. Check out my podcast while you're there. I mean, you're already listening to it, so hopefully you listen to it there. But yeah, Fountain.fm. Hopefully, I am very hopeful to have Oscar Mary from Fountain.fm on the show in the month of July, possibly August. They're super busy right now. They're launching all sorts of stuff, and they're getting busy. So hopefully, he'll be able to take some time on a Saturday morning and come on Coffee with Brian. I'm really excited to talk to him. We have a tentative agreement, but we don't have a date set, so you know how that goes. But anyway, that will be really cool to talk to Oscar because I really like his app. I really like the service. And I use it every day. I use it every day. So let's see what other than Fountain. Thursday, I think on Friday, I talked about the sign I saw when we came back from picking up our camp stove. Well, we got home with the camp stove and didn't have time to get it out and going. So Friday night after work, we shot a video real quick of unboxing the camp stove, the new Coleman Cascade 3-in-1 camp stove that we bought, getting rid of our Blackstone. Loved it. It worked great. It's too big. It's too big, too bulky for what we got going on. So we looked into something else, and this Coleman Cascade, it's a 3-in-1, so it has cast iron grates. It's got a griddle. It's got a grill grate. Those are removable, and then it's two burner camp stove like Coleman's always made. That works great. It we got it out on Friday. I did an unboxing, then we set it up, and we've used it a few times. And I'll be doing another video on using it and some tips and tricks that figured out right away. That nothing big, but kind of threw me for a loop for a minute, and we'll be doing a video about that here pretty quick. But yeah, the got the camp stove set up on Friday. That didn't take too long. It was pretty straightforward and simple, but got it out of the box, got it set up, and got a video of that, got it uploaded. We used it a few times. It's worked great. Every time we used it, it's got a ton of burner power, and we haven't used the plates yet. We haven't used the griddle or the grill plate yet, but I imagine they're just going to be pretty straightforward and simple. It's just heating up metal and using it to cook. So, but that definitely have that unboxing video over at the YouTube channel. That's YouTube.com/ Happy Hills Homestead, or there's a link in the show notes. Check out that that unboxing video and stay tuned for the review, how to use it, and some tips and tricks. Videos coming up soon. Let's see what else this weekend. What else did we have going on? I went to use the weed eater. Oh man, I fixed it with that JB Weld plastic weld. Where I fixed it, it worked great. I don't know what happened to this gas tank. I have a feeling that it was in the middle of the winter when it was bitterly cold, like negative 20, and I was searching around in the barn for something, and I bet it fell over and hit something. But the gas tank is totally shattered. Like I fixed the main crack that I saw when I originally found the crack, and then I went to use it, and it was leaking out of somewhere else, so I fixed that crack, let it cure, was feeling under the weather, got to it this weekend, went to start it up, and yeah, there's more cracks. Like, the JB Weld is doing its job, it's sealing the cracks that I'm fixing, but the thing is, like, shattered, so I decided to order a new fuel tank. They're $35. I'm sick of dicking around with trying to seal it up with the epoxy, so ordered one up from Amazon. Should be here middle of the week. I will definitely be doing a video on removing the old tank, putting a new one in. It's pretty straightforward as far as I can tell. But hey, if you've never done it, it might be a little intimidating. And you might think you need a whole new weed eater. But yeah, I'm going to show you don't. So waiting for that to come in and then get to work here because everything is just overgrown around here. The main yard where we can get to with the riding lawnmower, it's pretty low. It's not bad, but yeah, everything else is, yeah, it's huge because I haven't been able to string eat this year at all. Not my favorite thing to do, but it's got to be done. Got to be done. And yeah, we'll get it done. Should be pretty quick and simple once I get this gas tank installed. Weeder runs pretty good. Always has. And yeah. Anyway, when I couldn't use the weed eater, I decided to go trim up some trees. Corey had started, we have a little apple orchard up on our hill, and some of the trees had grown in. Man, I think they got to be poplar. The way they grow, how fast they grow, and the way they're talk about fodder trees and everything, these things just shoot up and they grow, and then they shade out my apple trees. So I went out and I lopped down a bunch and got them opened up, and man, looked at the apple trees. They're looking great this year. They got a ton of apples started on them. So if I were here that long when the apples are good, I don't know. I really hope we're not, but be a nice little harvest. Otherwise, people that buy the house, they'll have a nice little harvest this fall. Yeah, for doing nothing, just showing up and grabbing some apples. But that's where I got the idea of the item of the week for those loppers. I use them quite a bit. I took down some stuff. I think on the description of the loppers, it says up to 1¾-inch trees. Man, you can get bigger than that. I think I got knocked down some that were easily 2-inch diameter or more. It's a nice part about those extendable handles and my long arms. You can get some pretty good leverage on those handles, and as long as you can kind of get it inside the hook of the where the blade is, You're good. And even if you have to make a couple cuts, it'll work. So yeah, I got a bunch of trees cut down there. The We did have some interesting stuff go on this weekend too. So Corey has decided that she's going to do some grounding. I don't know if you know what that is, but basically you walk around barefoot. So you walk around, you get some earth contact with your feet, you stand in the grass, you stand in the dirt, you get some energy flow from the earth. There was all sorts of benefits. She was telling them to me last night. I think I might start doing it with her, actually. She's pretty convincing when she's talking about that stuff. But basically she's going to take the time to walk around, take a walk barefoot in the grass or the dirt or someplace in contact with the earth every day, at least 15 minutes. I think she said up to 2 hours you can do this, then be beneficial. But anyway, she's going to start doing this every day. And she was like, well, hell, if I'm going to be doing it every day and I'm going to be walking around different places in my bare feet, why don't I film it? Why don't I just throw my camera on and get video of walking through the grass? And I was like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. She's like, I can make TikTok out of it. I'm like, that sounds like a great idea. Why not? And so she makes up a TikTok account. It's Grounded Soles, S-O-L-E-S, like soles of your feet. Grounded Soles on TikTok, if you want to check her out. She'll be putting up videos. They're kind of relaxing. I actually watched it. It's just kind of relaxing to watch somebody walk around in the grass in their bare feet. But anyway, she's like, well, I made this TikTok. I'm going to be uploading them there. I could probably upload them to an Instagram account. So she made an Instagram account. Then she's like, well, do you mind if I make a playlist on our YouTube channel and load them up there? I mean, like, eyes everywhere is the best thing. I mean, the more eyes you can get on your stuff, the better. So I was like, yeah, why not? I mean, grounding, that's living outside the system. That's a little different. That's some hippy dippy shit. So yeah, go ahead. Well, I'll make you a playlist. You just upload them there and we'll go with it. So she did. And 10 minutes later, got an email. Age restricted video. No reason why. Just says you haven't violated terms of service or community guidelines bad enough that we're going to take your video down. But for some reason, we've determined that it is inappropriate for anyone under 18. So people want to watch your video. They need to be signed into their Google account and verified that they're over 18. And I was like, I'm kind of confused. So I went in and there was an appeal process. You could appeal it. I appealed it. I figured it would take a while for them to watch the video and do the appeal. No, it was about 20 minutes later. I got another email. We have reviewed your video and it is definitely in violation of community guidelines. Not bad enough to take it down, but bad enough that it needs to be age restricted. So I don't know. I don't know what their terms of service are that you can't have bare feet, the tops of feet. I mean, it's not like she was topless walking around shooting her feet and accidentally flipped the camera up, or I don't know. I know there's some pervy guys out there that are into feet, but that doesn't mean that we all are. That doesn't mean that feet are porn. I don't know. Maybe you should head over to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Happy Hills Homestead, and check out that video or check out that playlist, and definitely check out her new TikTok at grounded souls on TikTok. Oh, I did a duet video with her. It's got a couple hundred views now, I think. So you want to check that out on my TikTok. That's The Lots Project everywhere. So obviously on TikTok, it's The Lots Project. If you're over there, check it out. Give me a follow. Check out my videos. I'm starting to pump out some more over there, having fun with it, figuring it out a little bit. I think I might start taking clips from our show. Clips from this show. I don't know. I'm working on it. I'm spinning on different things to do and different ways to put content out there. So if you have any ideas, definitely shoot them to me. One idea I did have, it's not a new idea. It's something I've done before, but I'm thinking I'm going to have a listener question show coming up. So if you have questions, If you could, Rose over in Telegram says it's because grounding is considered medical misinformation. Yeah, that's a pretty good point, Rose. That is definitely a pretty good point. So, Mike over on YouTube says the gulag is getting stupid crazy. Yeah, they are. He also said, now they call it grounding. We called it playing barefoot. Yeah, isn't that, maybe that's why we were so much happier when we were kids, Mike, was that we were outside running around barefoot all the time. I don't know. Maybe there's something to do with that. But anyway, I'm going to do a listener question show. If you want to head over to the Telegram chat at The Lots Project, t.me/lotschat. It's Monday, guys. Oh man, I'm out of it. It's been a rough weekend. t.me/lotschat. You can throw a question out there and I will make sure to get it written down. You can email me, you can contact me anywhere, you can comment on pretty much any post anywhere that I have a post, and I'll get a notification about it. So if you have questions you want me to answer on the show, definitely throw them out there. Yeah, anything really. We talked everything about the homestead, the RV, anarchism, whatever. Throw it out there. I don't care. I will definitely consider it. I'm not going to guarantee I'll put it on air depending on what it is, but I will definitely consider it. So, yeah, I'm excited to do that. I have a little list already. It won't take many more to have a full docket for a show. But yeah, I always like to have some in the backlog. So if you have questions, throw them out there. Like I said, this is streaming over on Telegram. It's if you are on Telegram, I encourage you to join our chat or our channel and hang out with us. And I stream everything I do live. I stream it to the Telegram chat and try to give a little notice when I do. This show's every morning, 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, and coming up in July, we'll be back to doing interview shows on Saturday mornings as I find guests to bring on and chat about living outside the system and how they're doing it and what it means to them. So excited to get back to doing interviews. It was just going to be a crazy month of June, and trying to get them scheduled and done was just a little more than I had time and bandwidth for. So we paused for June and we'll be getting back to that in July. Like I said, hopefully Oscar Mary from Fountain is somebody I'd really want to talk to. Hey, if you know anybody that you want to hear on the show that is living outside the system in any way, shape, or form, I mean, that goes anywhere from homeschooling your kids to, I don't know, using bamboo toilet paper. I guess that's different than the mainstream. Anything outside the mainstream, man, and just a little just getting started or full blown living in the woods by themselves, I would love to chat to them. So have them fill out the guest form over at the website, thelotsproject.com, under podcast, and there's a be a guest on the podcast. Just fill it out, reach out to me. If you don't want to jump over on that form, reach out to me and we can figure it out. I can shoot you a link so you don't have to try to find it or whatever, but filling out the form makes the interview better for you, me, everybody. Yeah, it's just a proven formula and it works great. And turns out to be a great interview. We make sure we talk about what you want to, what you're comfortable talking about, and what you have knowledge base on. So head on over, fill out the form, and let's get you scheduled to be on the show. Let's see. Mike's got a comment over here. It's a little bit of a long one. I'm reading it. Oh yeah. He just uploaded a video last week. It was immediately got 20 views and then it was removed. And his was for inappropriate medical information. Appeal denied, strike one. Yeah, I guess we did not get a strike in that email from YouTube. We did not get a strike for this video. It's just been determined it was age restricted. So, I mean, the only thing I can figure out that's age restricted would be porn. I don't know if that's what they consider that, but anyway, you got to check out that duet I did with Corey's video, and she might have snuck in there at the end. So if you're on TikTok, I know everybody hates TikTok because they're Chinese and they're downloading stuff and blah, 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 blah. But if you're over there, check out the Lots Project, check out the duet I did with Corey, and make sure you watch till the end. Share it up. I mean, it's great. Also did a video about Fountain. Yeah, yeah, doing a lot over on TikTok. It is what it is, guys. It is what it is. I know a lot of people in this space don't like things, but I got to get my shit in front of people's eyes and try to grow this and make it work. So I'm going to do that. And it is what it is. It is what it is. Well, a quick look ahead here. We're at 25 minutes. A quick look ahead at the week. I got Fireside Freedom tomorrow night. We're talking solar, guys, solar systems. I'm not an expert by any means, but I did, with the help of a solar engineer, I designed the system for our RV, installed it, wired everything, did not have any outside help other than my contact that helped me design the system and get a parts list ordered. But everything came in and installed everything from mounting the panels to wiring my control box. Yeah, got a little bit of an experience there. I know Hawkins has got some experience. Nate's got experience. Tim's coming on, Toolman Tim. So be sure to check that out on the Fireside Freedom YouTube channel. That's Tuesday nights at 7 Central, or you can catch it at firesidefreedom.net. Audio podcast goes up shortly after the video ends. So somewhere Tuesday evening, maybe Wednesday morning. Wednesday night, we got the after party. Gonna drop into the after party, probably be bullshitting about Corey's feet and other stuff like that. But it's just a bunch of podcasters that get together on Wednesday nights. We hang out, we talk shop, talk about what we got going on, random bullshit. It's kind of like hanging out at the bar, but at some point we usually talk shop about what we got going on with the podcast, promotions, different ideas, and stuff like that. So it's definitely a good time. We have lots of laughs. That's Brian Norton, Josh from Liberty Meat Solutions, Patricia, the agorist attorney, Toolman Tim stops by, Nicole Sauces stopped by. It's whoever wants to, really. Nate Lemaster, he hangs out with us every once in a while at Two Chicks Homestead. So check it out. If you are a podcaster, you want to come on. Hey, Rob Kaiser, he came on. He came on a couple times, robot voice Rob, on our after parties. So it's a good time. We like chatting. We like hanging out. That's Wednesday nights at 6 Central. We have a YouTube channel now. I think it's UTG After Party. I think Brian changed it. We tried searching for the after party. It let us name it that on all our stuff. But I think we had to change it up to be a little more searchable. I think we changed it to UTG After Party. Because it kind of spawned out of Unloose the Goose, but I don't think it really has anything to do with Unloose the Goose other than it came from it. So that's Wednesday nights. Check that out. This week sometime I'll be getting that weed eater tank in the mail from Amazon. I will be doing a quick video on swapping that tank out. I will be getting some stuff cleaned out. We're working on the house, man. If I could get unsick and I guess healthy is the word for unsick, but if I could get healed up here and not be so tired, I'll be able to get some stuff done on the house this weekend. Like I said, long holiday weekend coming up, man. I got to get this place listed. I got to get out of here. I got to get out of Minnesota. It's driving me nuts. So stay tuned. It should be interesting. Question of the day over at the Telegram chat. Every day we do a question over at the Telegram chat at t.me/lotschat. That's t.me/lotschat. Hey, what'd you get done this weekend? I know on Friday I asked what everybody had to do. Did you get everything done you had to get done? Did you get everything done that you wanted to get done? I know Nate had his field day. It looked like it was a great success. They had a tiny little bit of rain. And some other people had a bunch of stuff to do. So head on over to the Lots Project chat and let us know what you got done this weekend. And if you slacked and didn't do anything, that's okay. We'll tell you it's okay, but we'll laugh at you behind your back. I don't know. Hey, head on over to the Lots Project chat, t.me/lotschat. And while you're over on Telegram, check out the Telegram channel. That one-way directional communication between me and you when any time a new video or podcast or live feed goes up or is about to start. I believe that is t.me/thelotsproject, and that's the channel. So go ahead and check that out. Right now we're going to be focusing on growing TikTok and YouTube at the moment. Growing them. I want to get to 1,000 YouTube subscribers. We're only in the low 600s, guys. So push that out there, share my videos, encourage people to subscribe. TikTok, same way. If you're on TikTok and you want to help grow, share my videos, share them with your friends, and let's get these subscribers up. you want to be sure to get over to thelostproject.com under Connect and get the newsletter. That will come out tomorrow night. If you get over there and throw your email address in, by then you will get the newsletter this month. If you already have, you will get the newsletter this month. We'll see what's coming out this month in the newsletter. Guys, just got to wait another day. So be sure to get over to the website and get signed up for that. Otherwise, guys, you can check me out, like I said, at thelostproject.com on Float, Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Facebook, Instagram, now on TikTok. And hey, if you want to stream some Satoshis, you listen to podcasts anyway, head over and go to fountain.fm or download the Fountain app from either of the app stores. Start using it. Start getting paid to do something you're already doing. Guys, it's been a great Monday. It's going to be a great day. I'm not on call anymore in an hour and a half, so that's awesome. I had a great time talking to you this morning. We will catch up with you tomorrow.